I'm speaking with Dr. Cornell West, who is slated to give the keynote at Community Action Council's annual Lex in Poverty event on Saturday. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us, Dr. West.
Well, it's always a blessing for me both to come to Kentucky, but also to be in dialogue with my new brother, Josh.
Well, first, give us a little preview or a taste of the comments that you plan to deliver at Lex in Poverty this weekend.
Well, first, I'm going to be saluting those courageous and visionary citizens there in Kentucky who continue to keep the focus on our priceless and precious poor people of all colors who deserve to live lives of decency and dignity. And the question becomes, how do we ensure that democracy as a way of life, not just as a mode of governance, can be strengthened and sustained and strengthened, I should say, as we hit poverty head on, the level of jobs with a living wage, at the level of quality education, at the level of decent housing, and at the spiritual level of trying to ensure that people can gain access to self-confidence and self-respect. And in many ways, they have to do that themselves, but we've got to create the conditions where they can more readily do that.
Well, Lexington has made a little bit of progress over the last year, opening up an office on homelessness prevention and intervention, also funding an affordable housing trust. But still, poverty is one of those issues that can so easily end up on the back burner again. In your research on the issue, what are some of the key ingredients you see in communities that have had some success in fighting poverty?
Well, I think, though, it has to be both local, state, regional, and national levels coming together. Cities like Lexington can do wonderful things, but you're going to have to have state houses, and you're going to have Congress try to focus more intensely on jobs with a living wage, quality education across the board, and then, of course, access to decent housing. So it's got to be at least triple level, local, state, national, coming together.
How do you keep people interested in this issue, keep their eye on the ball, so to speak?
Well, one is you just try to focus on those people who make this a priority in their lives. So what happens is people work all year, and then this one event takes place, they emerge under the spotlight, and then go right back to work again. We've got to keep a focus on them throughout the year so people see that this is not a matter of fashion, it's not a matter of fad, it's not a matter of lifestyle, it's a matter of a way of being in the world, wanting to fight for justice and finding joy in serving others.
And a more personal question, I just wanted to ask what projects you have on your front burner there.
Well, we got a book coming out in about a week and a half called Black Prophetic Fires on Frederick Douglass, W.E.B. Du Bois, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., Ida B. Wells, Barnett, and the great Ella Baker, and the ways in which they're part and parcel of a great tradition, but then Ann Braden, Wendell Berry. You can think of so many folk who come out of Kentucky on the vanilla side of town who are magnificent as well. And that will be part and parcel of what we talk about this weekend, my brother.
Well, speaking of Kentucky connections, enlighten me as to the connections you do have to our state, because I haven't been aware of them up until now.
Well, I've been to Kentucky many, many, many times. I'm blessed each time I go. But I don't have any relatives that I know of. I mean, the Ann Bradens and Wendell Berrys are simply friends and comrades. Of course, Sister Ann passed a few years ago, but her spirit lives on forever. And Wendell Berry is one of the great prophetic figures and one of the great public intellectuals of our time who lives there in Kentucky. But, of course, we got Bell Hooks, one of the powering public intellectuals. And then there's always my dear brother Muhammad Ali.
Dr. Cornell West, who is slated to give the keynote address at Community Action Council's Lex in Poverty event on Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us.